Hello, everybody. Pre-show. See, I'm not early. I'm not late. Look, 6:45 on the dot. Maybe it's a little early for some people, but when I get ready and come down here, it's a let's get it over with. Let's go, baby. Still have COVID brain. I still don't know what the heck's happening here. But up in Canada, we got Judy with us with her synopsis from episode 10. Season 10. Hello, Judy.
Hello, John, and hi, everybody, from very cold southern Ontario, 14 degrees Fahrenheit here today, but we had nice sunshine, so it was a good day all around.
Yep, we got some kind of minus 15 Fahrenheit below zero baloney coming in on Friday. I just can't wait. Let me get my thank yous in here.
Okay.
Here comes Jeff. Here comes the Sand Dollar, Wade, Gloria, Ashley. Of course, we'll be on Discord a little bit after 10 p.m. Hello, Chris. On the post show. Hello, Jan. Who's these Facebookers? Hello, Nick. Hello, Sydney. Can see and hear you. Thank you. Curtis, thank you. It's pre-show time. And imagine that, Judy, the last day of January.
I can't even, John. It has gone fast, which is okay, I guess. Brings spring here faster.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hello, Troy. How are you? Got to give everybody their FaceTime. Tommy Jr. And we got the troublemaker in the house, Daniel Spino. Good evening, John, Judy, and my fellow questers.
Hi, Daniel.
And Curtis says, hello on the YouTube side. I see you. I see you now. Playing hide and seek with me with this YouTube and Facebook. I see what you guys are doing. Hello, Robot. You know, you guys, I got the COVID brain, so, you know, I'm not responsible for anything I say until this COVID fog goes away. So, Judy will keep me straight. The professor will keep me straight. Hello, Jack.
We'll work on that, John. We'll yep. work on it.
Yep. Alrighty. Let me get my hellos in there and thank yous in there. I got to thank the YouTube guys that are in the membership crew that keeps us going on a monthly basis. They are the knights, the captains, the marshals, and the masters who donate on a monthly basis, and I appreciate every penny you guys donate to the group. It's Noah and Dina and Caroline and Virginia and Barbara and the other Barbara and Starlene. We got Jeff, we got Curtis, we got Jana, we got Kelly, we got Becky, we got Josh, we got Martin. We got Sand Dollar, Roxy, Jazz D, and Wayne. I thank them for all their support and all the knights for your support. Hello, we are watchers. I want to thank Judy as she's on live. Judy, thank you so much for what you do.
You're very welcome, John, and you know I love it.
Yep, and I got to thank the professor, Daniel Spino, that always keeps me on my toes no matter what I'm trying to do. He's always keeping me on my toes. Professor, you're the best. And also, to Osprey Mouillon, we shall be flying soon. The sooner these months go by, the sooner we'll be flying. Get them eggs out of that nest. Let's make them babies, and let's get flying. Hello, Amber. Hello, Caroline. How you feeling, she says. I got COVID fog. I don't know what that means, but I get tired quick. I give it all I got for you guys for this quick hour in tomorrow's podcast with Judy at 6:45, between 6:45 and 7. And it should be a good one tonight on that lot 5, Judy.
It sounds like it, John. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. I want to thank my moderators, as always. Without them, we don't run here. Tammy, Judy, Daniel, Starlene, Michelle, Kathy, BC, and Tanya. and our lifetime contributor, Chris Dona. Of course, I got to thank all my main members, where they come from the Quest of Oak Island Facebook group. Also, all my new members that are coming in, and also my YouTube channel, especially on the short video side. We're getting a hell of a lot of membership and a lot of likes and a lot of subscriptions, Judy, all on the short side. And the live stream that goes to Twitter and Rumble after, and Instagram. Also to our Anchor Audio podcast, Judy, that gets the audio. Most of them, only Spotify gets the video part of our podcast, Judy.
Well, and that's great, John. And I've noticed that we've had quite a few new members, and I'd like to say welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you.
Yep. And tonight we got the blob. No, we got the, oh well. We got the blob from Judy, because we have to have a synopsis. If we have to wait 2 months for a synopsis from you, we'll just have to wait 2 months, and we'll put it on, and you'll be talking about it, because that's how we roll here.
Oh, thank you, John. It looks good for tonight that I can get the show tonight, so keep your fingers crossed, everybody.
Right, we'll see what happens. Let us know. Let me know what happens and go from there. Hello, Tim. Tonight's episode 11, oh well, is tonight. I think they will be going to the well on the end of Samuel Ball's lot, Judy, looking around in there.
Okay, I'm anxious for that, John, because I have kind of forgotten what that all looks like, so I'm anxious to see it.
Yeah, they spotted that well. And also a wall that was sort of in the background. So we're going to be digging into that, I think, tonight. But it could be only the last 10 seconds of the show, the way they're showing us lately. You know what I mean?
Right. It could be that, too.
And please subscribe if you can to the channel. It's free. Hit that like button if you can. I thank you so much. Like I said, we got way over 1 million views now, Judy. So I guess once you hit the 1 million views, people think like we're important now because we got over 1 million views. If 1 million people are listening to John and Judy, well, I better put an ear to the YouTube phone and say, hey, what's these people got on this group? You know what I mean?
Right on, John. Yeah, just make it a little scary knowing there's that many people listening to me.
You're doing fine.
Good. Daniel says, will this be the well they discussed on the Ball lot? John said he thinks so, Daniel.
Yeah, according to the title, but you know, don't quote me on that, but according to the title, that's what they do. Because next week, episode 12 is Beware of the Blob. So they'll be going into that. And who knows, following tunnels back to the garden shaft. Who the heck knows? But tonight, tonight they said, you know, the team uncovers more evidence that a stone foundation on Lot 5 was man-made, and that it may have been purposely concealed. But why? And by whom? Find out tonight. It couldn't be just an outhouse foundation that a tree grew on it for the past 200 years, but we'll see. I'm getting like Marty.
Well, they're finding lots of stuff in it, John. So
I'm getting more like Marty every second. Well, let's see. Connor's. Yeah, that's what I thought too, Connor. Hello, Becky. You're frosty. We're getting it on February. Oh my God, does COVID bring? We're getting it on Friday, Becky. Connor's. Yeah. The thing Miriam was holding was a pipe stem. Remember I told you guys he was always looking for pipe stems and never found one?
Right, yeah.
Connor has pipe stems from colonial days. They made them in 1590 to 1800 and were off of Dutch tobacco pipes. Connor, thank you much for that information. And also, you know, when they date stuff, I was getting a lot of PMs on date stuff. Well, this is dated from 1400 to 1900. And what does the show use all the time? 1400.
Mm-hmm. 1400.
Yeah. Any kind of dates, they use the bottom date all the time with the percentage. I mean, we can read. You know, we're adults. We can take it. Hello, Scott. Hello, Kurt. Hello, Henry. Thanks for coming in. We'll be on Discord a little after 10 o'clock discussing the show as I do some screenshots and stuff like that. We have fun. If you want to join, fine. If not, it's okay. And if nobody comes in, then I just turn off and do my thing. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, exactly. And that works just fine.
Yeah, no problem. Also, I've been getting into these maps. I don't know why in heck my COVID brain is going in there. Also, I got a little introduction to Season 10, Episode 12, Beware of the Blob, guys. It said, while the team searches for clues to understand why an ancient well was constructed on Lot 26, excitement abounds when more evidence of a tunnel heading directly towards the garden shaft is discovered. That's a little tidbit from what's going to be going on, episode 12, Beware of the Blob. But sometimes, Judy, what they tell us, and they do things differently, I have no idea why they would say something, and then when we watch the episode, it's different than what they said. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Daniel just said they never said anything about a stone foundation on the show. So there you go.
They didn't say that last week? It was a stone foundation with all the stones below the roots?
I don't remember hearing it, and Daniel says they didn't. So was that in one of the write-ups, maybe?
I don't know. Yep, Robert. They say no one owned Lot 5, but researchers have stated that Lot 5 was settled by Anthony Vaughn, whose son, Anthony Jr., was one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many little things for everything they say, and we don't know how the editors, what they're doing on that stuff, but we know.
Well, Kathy said she never heard the word foundation either, so.
Okay. Here's Jen. They had a lot of pipe makers in England also. They can tell the maker by the maker's mark on the time frame by the size and shape of the bowl. I think they just found the stem, Jan. I don't know if they found the bowl yet, but we'll have to see and look. So that's what it said, Beware of the Blob. So maybe they got the titles mixed up. Could be, you know what I mean, guys?
Right, could be.
Because it says Beware of the Blob. Episode 12, where the team searches for clues to understand why an ancient well was constructed. Well, that should be titled The Well. But
right.
What do I know?
I guess we'll find out, John.
You know, guys, I just passed the information to you, you know, to believe it or not. I'm just a big synopsis. Call me Johnny Synopsis of the whole show. That's all I am. When you want to go to that technical stuff, you go to Dot to Dot or Oak Island Research. They pinpoint all that stuff. My brain can't go that far, you know, Judy?
Right. I have to go over their stuff several times before I get it.
Yep.
Okay, Daniel says, Laird said it was a large feature, but not a stone foundation. Nothing was supposed to have been built there, according to recorded history.
Right, but what sounds better when they put out a promo, Daniel?
Right.
Oop, foundation. Oop, treasure box. Oop, gold. Oop, Templars. Oopsie. You guys got to know about these trigger words like me. You got to know about the trigger words in promotion. You know?
We're learning, for sure.
After 10 years, you guys got to be learning by now.
Daniel says he thinks they slipped, in his opinion.
Just like the YouTube one, they said this was found 50 years ago. All of a sudden, I put it to their attention, and in about an hour, it's changed to 500, you know?
Right.
And then, before Judy says her synopsis, hello, David. Happy Mooyan to you. Holy Mooyan! Lordy 40. So I've been going crazy a little bit. My Mooyan brain and COVID is getting mished and mashed up in there. Thinking of Xena's map. Is it real? Is parts of it real? of course, it's a copy of a copy of a copy. And then when I was looking on the program when they were at Zena's house, her information looked very worn out, very old. The information we get is like a nice white paper. It's probably just a copy. But as I posted in my short video, the brownish types of maps that she had matched the brownish types of maps in the Cremona document, Judy.
Okay, John.
If they're both false, I have no idea. You go see Dot to Dot and the Oak Island Research, Oliva, and they can explain all the all those different situations. And is this a copy that Zena got from the Cremona? That I think it is possible, because it was Don Rue and Jackson. But then I thought of this, Judy.
Okay.
My interview with Joan McGinnis. She also had a piece of the map. Now, wait a minute. She's in California. Zena's in New York. How in the world did Jim McGinnis, her brother, have a piece of this map, and how did he get it? So he had to have some ties in with Jackson, the Cremona document, getting that information, because she has the same map as she stated. What the heck with this wire? It's choking me. She has the same map that Zena has. Now, how can that be? Hi, Doug. Hello, Gloria.
Daniel says the map and the Cremona document are fakes, in my opinion. Zena was misled by some questionable characters, in his opinion.
Right. So how do we tie in Jim McGinnis having the same piece of map? I still don't believe the story that's been told. They're on the boat. They see a flashing light on the island. They go investigate. They see the depression in the soil and a tackle hook on an oak limb. I still say there was a treasure map and some kind of doings on from older special members out there in Scotland that had some kind of map to show some kind of treasure going to the new land. On Oak Island, I'm not sure, but I believe in my own heart, my own opinion, that Daniel McGinnis, which they say were kids, Judy, but they weren't. They were adults.
Right, right. I agree, John. And Daniel says Dr. Jackson got around.
Right. Jan, just video my interview with Joan McGinnis. I did put it in a short that she got the same map as Zena from her brother, Jim McGinnis. All these people with maps. And then again, I question this again because of my COVID brain. Why are we only shown Zena's map? Probably because they think that's the most relevant map. Because way back when, there was been a map circulating around the Maritimes since 1762. Hi, Gloria. And these maps circulating, you know, around Nova Scotia, around the Maritimes, were copies of Lord Anson's treasure map. Now, don't forget now, we know it now as the Oak Island treasure map. Right, Judy?
Yes.
But
yes.
back then, let's go back. How do you like that sound effect?
Well, that was great.
Whose map was it? Captain Kidd's. They all went by Captain Kidd's map to find this treasure. It wasn't all these theorists saying all these different names and different boats and different people and Bacon and everybody else. They were going by Captain Kidd's description or maps to see if it looked like Oak Island. And you guys understand what I'm trying to say here?
Right, yes. It's so hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, everybody thought it was, or maybe still could be, Captain Kidd's treasure. So, in season 4, 6 years ago, right? Years ago. You remember the guy about the Little Mash Island? He thought there was a tunnel that went from Little Mash Island to Oak Island and all that.
Yes, I do remember that.
He showed a map on the show. Why aren't we ever shown that map?
Yeah, that's true. They never have showed us again.
So the copies of Lord Anson's treasure map have been around since 1762, sparking the big search. You know, there's all searches all over the place to look for the treasure. Just not on Oak Island, but all over for this map. There were searches before McGinnis, Smith, and Vaughn. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, Daniel says, I can say with confidence that Lord George Anson and his brother Thomas were involved with Oak Island.
Yeah, let me see what Jan said here. What did Jan say here? Jan, I did watch your video, but why wasn't it brought up on the show? Well, maybe she didn't say it on the show, but she said it to me, Jan. That's why we're the Quest of Oak Island. We get answers where people can't.
Well, you do anyway, John.
But, yeah, this admiral, he sailed around the world for 4 years, attacking the Spanish in the Pacific. But he was all over the world, Judy.
Right.
He captured the Manila galleon with a treasure of $500,000. How can these one? He had to have many ships. I forget how many ships he had. He had the treasure of $500,000. Imagine how much that is. Hello, Darlene. Could be, Jen. Keep it silent. But there was a clip. I need a clip. A clear clip, guys. Season 4, episode 13. That's when he was doing the interview in the war room. Gary Clayton. And see if we can get some screenshots of that map that he showed Rick in the war room. You got that, Judy? What did I just say?
You need a clearer piece of that video in order to get that map.
Right. It's season 4, episode 13. We're going back, guys, 6 years. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow because these maps are driving me crazy.
Daniel just said someone else had said, wasn't there someone who said that Zena came by the maps through them, meaning the Ansons. And Daniel says Donald Drew, and then he said it was a fake. So she got them through Donald Drew, and he said it was a fake.
Okay. I got to see that in some kind of print or text or something, you know what I mean?
Right. Daniel's probably got it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it out loud instead of typing. I hate to type, you know, so that's what I'm asking him to do for me.
Okay.
But if you find the copies of the maps and it's mentioned, it's turning up everywhere. Joe McGinnis, Azina, Gary Clayton, to name a few. And the whole maritime that we're looking at this map. So it's only Zena's map that the show allows us to see. Which is true.
Yes.
And something about on these maps, they mark a triangle on a island. Oh, you did a whole post on it, Daniel? Oh, God. My brain is shot. He's saying the story that the triangle shows on the maps depicted as three dots or three circles mark the location of three separate treasures. Well, let's look into that. And I know before all this treasure talk, it was all about Captain Kidd. Even I remember when Charles Barkhouse and that book writer went to some place for information. They even had on Oak Island on the bottom, Captain Kidd's treasure. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
So that's what we're going to look into. That's what my brain is going into, Judy. All these maps. Okay, we're only seeing one map. Unbelievable.
And hopefully we can find something out, John.
Right. And also, when I watched Zena's interview, which they did at her home, I didn't write down the guy's name, but I forgot who went to the New World, was there for ancient scrolls. He went there for ancient scrolls, not gold, not treasure, that she said. It was for ancient scrolls. So I'm going, well, why would the Templars be interested in that area? I'm listening more. Gold River is named Gold River for what reason? What do you think, Judy?
I'm sure they have found gold in it.
Not that, but they said on the beach, in the sand, the gold was just laying in there.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that's even up to today, but can you imagine way back when the gold would be in the sand for the Templars to take and maybe use Oak Island for a little, not foundry, but a little stopping spot or a little campsite or whatever they're doing before they brought the gold to the old world or had some kind of cachet on Oak Island to keep some of the gold they got from mining it in the sand beds on the beach near Gold River to bring back? What do you think?
I think there's always that possibility, always.
So she sent this person for ancient scrolls. They didn't send this person to go to, pick up 15 tons of treasure and relics and everything else, you know?
Right. Boy, that's interesting.
So I think Gold River has a lot of things to do with a lot of the explorers. My own personal opinion. Let me see if I can bring one up. I got to save something for tomorrow, guys. Before Judy does her synopsis and we can talk about a little bit of last week's episode, even though we talked about it. You know, we like new stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Let me see this, guys. They're talking about gold on the Gold River and on to the sandy beaches. And Rick was saying it's a way to source, mine, and to transport gold. The gold matches the area. The sand from the rivers had gold in it. Yep.
Right. Huh. Wow.
The Nova Scotia map shows a gold area. And he was sent to recover ancient scrolls. Now, I never knew this, or I knew it, and my brain, COVID brain, is getting all fogged up again. Not to retrieve any kind of religious relics, not to retrieve minerals, jewels, no. Ancient scrolls, guys. What do you think of that?
Oh, John, what were those scrolls? Would sure be interested to know.
Ralph D. Sudley, who was sent on a mission to recover ancient scrolls. Are they going to bury ancient scrolls 186 feet deep?
I wouldn't think so.
Let's see, Darlene had a good... Gold River produced 7,610 ounces of gold between 1881 and 1940. Yeah, but I'm saying way before that, Darlene. Templar time. Must have been crazy time.
Really? Daniel says, if early explorers were on Oak Island and saw fool's gold all over, wouldn't they have thought it was real gold?
Right.
Very good thought, Daniel.
The early explorers, sure. What do they know?
Right.
But I don't know, you know, on Gold River, if that's all fool's gold, I have no answer for that. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, exactly. And Kathy wants to know, how could one preserve scrolls in that environment? With the mercury?
Mercury and blue clay and all the rest of it that they were trying to do.
Right.
In a lead box. Everything else they did way back when.
Exactly. Now, Scott says, must have been some good information on them scrolls. I agree, Scott. I want to know.
Yep, here's Neil. The scrolls I looked for were in a cave on top of a mountain in upstate New York. Hunter Mountain, right? Playground? Hunter, something like that. But I'm just saying, we're stuck in the money pit. And I'm just saying, Lordy 40, once we get the Muyan, let's go and try to go some other areas, get some more information. You know, because Jack overlaid a lot of stuff with Xena's map. See, guys, I'm showing you everything I'm supposed to show you tomorrow. You guys are killing me. When he overlaid the map, Xena's map, on the island, remember looking for the hatch?
Yes.
Now, if I invested $20 million on buying an island and digging the island and everything, I would also have Steve sort of GPS sort of these locations to give a look and try to validate these spots from Xena's map onto the island, you know, within a certain area, you know?
Right, yes.
So I'm pretty sure, I mean, they're still trying to, my latest information is they're still trying to decide if Xena's map is valid. That's the latest that I got this week.
Okay.
But this is 6 years ago, guys. Years ago.
Wow. Yeah, Charles is still very convinced that it's the real thing.
But don't forget, they're emotionally involved in this. They're emotionally involved with Xena. They got all their research. They got everything that she did. Rick's very emotional. But sometimes you got to separate that emotional to scientific facts. You know what I'm talking about? Sure, we want to have Xena's legacy that she did all that work on the Templars. But then there's got to be some times to say, well, no, this is not working out. This is not fitting. What's going on? We have to move on to a different location or a different map. I mean, come on, guys. It's been 6 years. If I had a map like this here and I had all this money invested, except they didn't own Lot 5, right, guys?
Right.
Yep. Aaron did a good job with the anchor stones. Yep. But I would say, well, what am I looking for? I want them to really cross off some X's on something, you know what I mean? And we haven't found anything. So
Daniel says those scrolls are affiliated with her, meaning Xena, with her work, with Donald Rue and Dr. Jackson.
Oh, okay. All righty. So there I went off a tangent a little bit.
Well, that's okay.
Because I'm trying to find out about the map. Because they're trying to validate the map or see if it's good. So I'm looking at, and I want you guys to help me too, for validation of points that were missing. You know what I mean? They're trying to tie in. Well, there's a dam. Well, it says it on the map. Could be Zena's. There's a well. Well, it maybe says a well. Well, it says it on Zena's. But that doesn't mean it's the case. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
So I need your guys' help. And go from there. All right, Judy, let me bring your picture up so you can say the synopsis, because everybody wants to hear you read it. And we'll go from there. Hold on, Judy.
All righty.
All right, Judy.
As you know, everybody. Okay, go ahead.
What were you saying?
Okay. I was just going to say, everybody, this is last week's show, remember? I was unable to get it last Tuesday night. Finally got VPN to work. So that's why it's being read tonight.
All right, Judy, you're on your own.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
And it's season 10, episode 10, and it's the Blob. It's a new day on Oak Island, and in the research center, the team has gathered just to decide what to do next in the Money Pit area. Steve says the garden shaft has the potential to be the Money Pit. Rick points out that once the work on the garden shaft continues, we cannot do any drilling, so we must get done now what we need to do in this area. The source of the gold must be found, so Ian will take water samples from the last two holes drilled, L16 and K15.5. The results will determine the site of the next drill. Later that day, Gary and Rick are metal detecting on lot 5, where Gary has laid 42 flags. Rick digs up what Gary says is a blade-like tool that looks old. They will put it in the XRF machine for testing. Next up is an old square nail or fastener that they also bag for testing. Then from a little deeper comes the find of the day, many pieces of pottery. So they call Laird. A few minutes later, Laird and Helen both arrive, and they are surprised at the depth and position of the site, which is formed around large tree roots. Helen tells them the pottery is Old English from between 1720 to 1740. Laird points out it is a glazed, and even though it was common, it was not the cheapest pottery found in the early 1700s. It is decided the archaeologists will now take over the site, so the trowels come out. In the meantime, Ian and his team are taking water samples from boreholes L16 and K15.5 in the Money Pit area. They are taking the samples from 110 feet down, and they will go for immediate testing. Later that day, Charles, Peter, and Emma arrive at Dr. Brousseau's lab in Halifax with the iron spike found at the head of a swamp in the area where Fred Nolan may have found a dam. Dr. Brousseau takes a sample of the spike, and testing shows no magnesium, so that indicates the iron is old. They find sulfur, and Dr. Brousseau points out that this could be from sulfur in the swamp itself. If there is no sulfur in the artifact, it means it's older than the 1700s. They also find a high amount of phosphorus, which takes it back to medieval Europe. This news may help them to get the permit to dig at the head of the swamp. It's another day, and on lot 5, Miriam has returned to join Helen and Laird to dig in the new feature found yesterday. As the girls dig and Laird sifts the soil, they find tin glazed pottery, which is very delicate and dates to medieval England around 1700. This pottery and the pottery found the day before had never been found on Oak Island before. Next, they dig up a hand-forged rose head copper nail. Helen says these nails were used as far back as 3500 BC in Egypt for shipbuilding. Helen also points out this large rectangular rock-filled feature seems to have been buried on purpose. So why and what is it? More digging and research ahead. Meanwhile, on the deck of the Interpreter Center, the team meets with Charles, Peter, and Emma to be updated on the iron spike tested earlier. They inform them that phosphorus was found along with sulfur. The team is surprised to hear that if the sulfur comes from the swamp and not the spike, it could go back to as early as 1200. This information will help them to be granted the permit to dig further at the head of the swamp where Zena's map points to a dam and Fred Nolan said he found one. Tom Nolan says he will look more into his father's unpublished book for more information on the dam. The following morning, on Lot 5, Rick, Marty, Craig, and the team are getting updated by the archaeologists on the new dig site. Helen informs them they are finding no modern artifacts. She points out that they just don't know what this feature is. As Marty wonders if it could be from the original depositors, he says, keep digging. 2 days later, the team meets in the war room with Ian and his team of scientists to get the results of the water testing from boreholes L16 and K15.5. Ian shows them on a map a large pink area close to the garden shaft that he and his team believe could be the source of the gold found in the water. Ian says the blob is near the surface, 80 to 100 feet down, around the depth of the 90-foot stone. Will this blob, 10 to 15 feet from the garden shaft, lead them to the treasure? Marty says we must drill right away. So onward and into the blob. Let us get into the blob next week, fellow questers. And until then, stay safe, please.
Nice job there, Judy. Like usual, I missed that voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very good.
It's very frustrating when I know you all are getting the show and I can't. I now know how all of our members feel, John, that can't get it.
Yeah, but you see all the responses we get that the people like you at that one time, they couldn't get the show, and then you put your synopsis on. They love it. I mean, they just absolutely love your synopsis, so they get the details.
Right, I see that, and I want everyone to know that means so much to me. I can't even tell you how much it means.
Now, let me show some screenshots of the show here. All right, whatever they found tonight that we'll look over tonight's episode, it was from 1028 to 1172 AD. So we got to find out what that was tonight, Judy.
That's early, so yes, can't wait.
Yeah. And Rick says it could be from the medieval Templar Church. And this is a location I'm not sure about where they're at. I don't think it's the island, but I don't know the location either, so we'll find that out also tonight. There's Charles with a full beard.
Doesn't he look different? I had to think about who that was at first.
Yep. And there's Corian.
Good to see Corian.
We're back to the Templar glitch. And then Miriam, when I saw this last time, you've been looking for this for a long time. Yep. And the first thing I came to was that pipe stem. I knew that right off the bat. Now, if that's not a pipe stem, I'll be very shocked, guys.
Right. I'm very anxious to find out what it is.
I'm pretty sure.
I can't even figure it out for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not from the 1100s, but who next? Who knows?
Daniel says pipe stem as well.
All righty. Don't forget, we'll be on tomorrow night, 6:45, 7 p.m. On the factual things of this show coming up tonight. Also, I'll be on Discord a little after 10 o'clock tonight. Either we go on the phones or we text, no matter what you guys want to do. Holy Mooyan. Can't wait till we get some of that Mooyan stuff, guys. I'm just biting at the bit.
Right, that'd be good again.
And this is what they're digging out. I think that's under lot 5 in the tree before they cut the tree roots. But don't quote me on that. I have no idea.
That's what it looks like, John, for sure.
And this stone obviously is probably not on Oak Island. I don't know where it's at and where they went. So we'll find out about this also, gang, to see about this boulder with these marks. The old cross in the old circle. And they showed this in the Primo. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, you can't even tell what that is, really.
I like this picture of the guys walking on whatever this Nova Scotia. I don't even know. Because I think Corian's with them here. But who knows when they filmed it, guys, the editing, the seasons, the filming, the jumping around all over the place. They got me completely confused as they insert different things. In different, what did we get, like 6-minute segments, you know, Judy?
Yes, yes. That is a nice picture.
So you know what I mean, guys. So that's what I got for tonight so far for a pre-show. Like I said, we'll be on tomorrow night. And I want you guys to help me with these maps that's been going around. And of course, you go to Dot to Dot in Oak Island Research. They have all the details about all this stuff off the map. Their research is right on. You know, the Oak Island team has the map also. Did they look? Did they not look? Did they look and didn't dig deep enough? Did they look? And all the scanning, all this GPR just didn't go deep enough. It's not reliable to see down there. So now we're getting to see how accurate all this scanning stuff is, Judy.
Right, John. And I'm anxious tonight just to see what they do find for sure, because it's going to help us a great deal.
Right. And you get one answer saying, well, the seismic testing only does hundreds and hundreds of feet deep. Yet it shows us a boat-like figure 50 feet deep in the swamp. So when you ask them about, okay, if it's hundreds and hundreds of feet, well, when they did the island, it sure come up as some kind of anomaly. So that's why they keep on improving the technology, using new technology. You see guys with the backpacks and the different things and the other 3D scanners and everything else. Yet it's going to be so hard to find these things if they're collapsed tunnels, if there's a vault on the other side of the island. And I thought Aaron King switched me around on how she was using the map, Xena's map now, fake or not or whatever you want to call it, to find things. All of a sudden, she's on, and then nothing, zero. You know what I'm talking about?
I think that's sad, John, because I would like to have seen where she would have taken them.
Yeah, I mean, just have her on again. Have her do more diagnostic stuff, because that's what her main thing is. Just have that choice driller drive to her spot, drop a drill down, and go from there. She even had the other thing about, you know, don't drill here because you'll, if there is a cavity down there protected, you might splice into it. You might have more problems. She even tells them that, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Like, I really think she was right on. I'd sure like to see them use her talent again.
Right, because when you sort of get that information, you scratch your head and say, oh my God, nobody ever had the map and did these things off the map and go here and go there and this is there and this is here. Then all of a sudden, poof, what happened? Nothing.
Right.
So,
yeah, it would be nice to know even, wouldn't it, what did happen?
Yeah, and just, you know, we're at the call of the producers and the editors and how they're doing this show. And that's how it is, you know what I mean? And all this jumping around. And people I see that I get lots of PMs and lots of emails. A lot of people are getting frustrated, but we hang on because of the history. And they know that. And as long as they still get their 2.7 million viewers like tonight on every week and stay in the top, you know, why change your formula if you're getting that kind of audience retention? You know what I mean, guys?
Right, exactly, John. And you're right. We do hang on, don't we?
Yeah. And it's like, okay. But like people say, if all these maps are legit, well, pick the one that you get things off of. You can draw a map on anything, you know what I mean? If you don't find anything, well, this map's no good. Throw this one out. Well, what's the next map? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Like, check one off and go on to the next.
Yeah, Navy, Neil, they jump and jump and jump. I mean, I'm sort of, I guess, immune to the jumping, but they still get new people, new listeners. And then also, if you see their numbers going down, say last year they got 2.9 million views every Tuesday, Judy.
Wow.
And now they get 2.4 million views. This is just the United States. Well, that 500, okay, that 500 million difference is now going to like the streaming channels.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So
okay,
they buy the streamer after day after. They get to stream the show the day after. And that's not into who's actually watching it, you know, for the ratings. You know what I mean?
Okay, I didn't think of that. Okay.
So how the heck do you decide if you're losing viewers or gaining viewers because they're going to the streaming side, all this streaming stuff, you know?
Right, exactly.
But I guess after 10 years, we're not going to give up now. They got 1,000% of my support and my whole group's support. I mean, people can always turn it off, but after a while, it gets so frustrating. And like I can't tell people, if it's frustrating for us, you know, imagine those guys. They got meat in the game. You know what I mean?
Right on. It's got to be. They never show it.
Right.
For sure.
Nope. And,
but it's fine.
And but we know their character. You know, Rick's really high in that emotional. The only thing I'm concerned about that is sometimes your emotions will take over. Not take over, but your emotions sometimes will affect your decision making.
Right.
And he is so emotional that I'm pretty sure, I don't know if his brother Marty sort of straightens him out or nothing, but it seems like if, when Rick says something and he wants to go for it, Marty's just, okay. But there's going to be a time when Marty's going to say, all right, or all the lawyers and everybody else involved in the show, okay, we got this much time invested. This is what we got. What direction we're going to go into, not making an emotional decision, but a scientific decision on how we go forward from here. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And they do make some of their, fortunately, they do make some of their decisions on the science of artifacts and so forth, which is good.
Yep. Well, when you get attached to somebody, of course, he's attached to Xena. Of course, he wants to validate the map, but they can't. They just can't. You know, where is it in text and everything? This map's official. This is it. This is a real thing. Well, like I said, you go to Dot in Oak Island Research. They got that all. A fantastic theory on their vault theory. But I wish, like, we could all go with Michael and Oliver, have their theory. I'll drive the excavator. Steve will get the GPS and just get to this thing if it's there. You know what I mean?
Right. Go for it, John.
I don't know what else they really have to go on. Here they are with a perfect theory. If everything is true, then they show everything that matches. Why the heck not give it a shot?
Right.
Then we'll know. Well, we dug on these spots with this angle, that angle, this geometry, blah, 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 blah. You know what we come up with? The vault. Oof.
Right.
Or nothing.
So yeah.
We'll see what happens this season. They said we're going to get Muyan technology later in the season. So we'll see what that says. Holy Muyan! I can't wait. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6:45, 7 o'clock. I'll have the screenshots ready for the show tonight. And see if it's a filler show. We can tell if it's a filler show. And then they give us a good show. We'll see what goes on, but I watch everything, every second, every screenshot. Judy, if you want to say your goodbyes, and I'll see you later on, then I'll say my goodbyes and get out of here.
All righty. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming in tonight and listening to my synopsis a little bit late. It looks good for tomorrow night. I will have a synopsis one way or the other. So you have a good time tonight. Enjoy the show. Take it all in so we can discuss it fully tomorrow night. And in the meantime, stay safe, please, everybody. You too, John.
Okay. Thank you, Judy, for what you do. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Night all.
Yep. All right, guys. Enjoy the show tonight. And remember, always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are, for tomorrow was a never given. With this crazy world we live in, getting crazier by the second. And we need a lot of prayers for a lot of sicknesses going around, that cancer, that COVID, the respiratory, all this stuff. I can't take it much longer. So as my friend Jan says, you keep kind, you keep smiling, because you never know what somebody else is going through. You stay strong within yourself, you stay positive, and you stay safe, like Judy says. Thank you for joining me and Judy tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6:45, 7 p.m. on the show airing tonight. And you guys are the best. Thank you. Take care. And bye-bye.